know that when everything looks negative, you should understand, ah, good. This is the part that the glass is empty. This glass now is empty. Means what? Means I could refill it. So what? Because it had something, then empty, then goes back. You should understand all of this, not to give up, to understand that this process of enrichment has ups and downs. Yes. Yes?
For the sake of your death day, be dead now, so that you may be with everlasting love, O fellow servant. Through the curtain of the struggle, renunciation sees the face like a pomegranate flower and the two tresses of the desired one. Sorrow is as a mirror before the struggler, for in this contrary there appears the face of the contrary.
See, he was preparing everything for this. That, look at it, the sorrow for some knowledgeable fellow is just like a mirror. Because in sorrow you will see yourself. Why did you get there? Yes?
After the contrary, the other contrary, that is, gladness and triumph, shows its face.
Yes. When you see the opposite, you should remember that there is an opposite to this opposite. The other side, we call the first face of the coin, we call it, okay, we talk about this. Then the opposite side. You should remember, okay, this is the opposite side. There is an opposite to this, which was the good one we're looking at. This combination is something that you should really understand and let it set up. Yes?
Observe these two qualities in the fingers of your hand. Assuredly, after the closing of the fist comes the opening. If the fingers be always closed or entirely open, he is like an afflicted person. His work and action is regulated by these two qualities. These two conditions are important for him as the bird's wings. When Mary was all at once dismayed, like those fishes on land.
Okay. A long paragraph repeating something in different ways to make it clear. And at the end, he found the best example. He said, okay, look at your hand. If you have a closed fist and you cannot open it, this is not a good hand. If you have an open hand and you cannot close it, it's not a useful hand. The hand is like this. Everything is like this. Everything has up and down. When you're walking, what do? You take one of your feet off, you stand on the other one, and you balance yourself with this to put the other one down and do the same. It goes like that. And at the end, he brought it that if none of those opposition exists, nothing works. Look at Maria. Why should she be like this? How? Because the future, the happiness of having that child and all, that happiness starts with the fear and problem that we are going to explain it again. Yes.
When Mary was all at once dismayed, like those fishes on land, the exemplar of bounty cried out to her, I am the trusted of the Lord. Be not afraid of me. Do not turn thy head away from the exalted of majesty. Do not withdraw thyself from such goodly confidants. He was saying this, and from his lips a wick of pure light was going up to Sima, step by step. Thou art fleeing from my existence into non-existence. In non-existence I am a king and standard-bearer. Verily, my home and dwelling place is in non-existence. Solely my form is before the Lady. O Mary, look, for I am a difficult form. I am both a new moon and a fantasy in thy heart.
No. Okay. These two verses are a little bit, they need more explanation. First, really, look at me. My existence is in non-existence. Do you remember we talked about this non-existence, which is the final step of understanding? Because this one, even a cat will understand this is here. But when you talk about non-existence, only humanity understands what non-existence is. We feel that emptiness and that one. Here, he will say, me and my foundation and my structure is from non-existence. That's what I am. I'm just, you see, one dimension of this, the rest is somewhere else. Look at me. You will see I'm a difficult form. How? Yes, I'm at the same time the beginning of the moon and the imagination and all of that together. Here he goes to that word again, khyal, imagination. Do you remember it was life, dream, imagination, non-existence? All are here being explained because this is what he's trying to explain in this story. Yes?
When imagination comes into thy heart and settles, it is with thee wheresoever thou fleest, except an unsubstantial and vain imagination, which is one that sinks like the false dawn. I am of the light of the Lord, like the true dawn, for no night prowls around my day. Hark, do not cry Lahal against me, O daughter of Imran, for I have descended hither from Lahal. Lahal was my origin and sustenance. The light of that Lahal was prior to the spoken word.
I don't remember if he translated this Lahal before or not. Do you remember? Because we had this. You know where? There was a big story that do not feed this Lahal to the animal. This is for the spirituality. Because Lahal is the beginning of a sentence. Is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah lillahil aliyyil azim. Means there is no power except the power of God, that He is the God and all that. That's Lahal. And it's more complicated because Hal is the same word as Hal and the Tahweel and Muhal and a lot of complicated words that is around it that we need for our explanation. So here he will repeat that Lahal who he started then. Now here he will say, don't say that, Lahal. Yes.
Lahal was my origin and sustenance, the light of that Lahal which was prior to the spoken word. Thou art taking refuge from me with God. I am in eternity the image of the refuge. I am the refuge that was oft thy deliverance. Thou takest refuge, and I myself am that refuge.
Yeah. So, what is this? Are we studying the life of Maryam? Or we're talking about you trying to enrich yourself? This is the case, right? So what is he talking about? He's talking about some special stuff that we didn't talk. All the way we're talking about the problem and the difficulties of the path and what you shouldn't do and blah, 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 blah. One thing we didn't talk about is, do you know what enlightenment is? You have never been enlightened. How do you feel it? How do you understand it? First of all, enlightenment will come to you. This is the Holy Spirit. This is the enlightenment coming to a fellow. To who? To a lady. To this. Because do not forget, here we are not studying the philosophy of religion and history and all that. A lot of these stories are made up stories. Do you remember? Right in book 2 he showed us in a fight that Ali will kill the other guy. In our story he didn't kill him, and 5 of his family became Muslim in that fighting arena. That's how it is. Here he wants to explain to you that, listen, the stuff that I'm talking about you should know. You should know before. So I let you understand beforehand that this happiness that we're talking in the heart of enlightened people is not something you understand it. Because it's not something you know. It's a surprise for you. So when it arrives, you could mistake it with something else. Because you don't know what it is. Here the Holy Spirit is talking to my Amma, oh, you're praying to God? I'm the God in a way, I'm here. What are you worried about? Because you don't know what I am. So here, Holy Spirit is trying to explain to Maryam why you don't know what I am. In a way, Rumi is trying to let you understand how you don't know what the enlightenment is like. Yes?
There is no bane worse than ignorance. Thou art with thy friend and dost not know how to make love.
This is really the worst part, isn't it? That you will try hard and hard and hard, will arrive and you are beside your beloved, but you don't know it. Yes?
Thou art deeming thy friend a stranger. Upon a joy thou hast bestowed the name of a grief. Such a date palm, which is our friend's favor, since we are robbers, his date palm is our gallows. Such a musky object, which is the tress of our prince, since we are demented, this tress is our chain. Such a grace is flowing like a Nile, since we are pharaohs, it is becoming like blood.
You see all the examples you bring? Let me say, this is it, look at it. You cannot realize it by just looking at it. Okay, the best example is this. When they talk about this river, the Nile, oh, what the loveliest stuff it is, isn't it? Because it's a source of life. But if you're a pharaoh, it's blood for you. Let's go back. Okay, this is the tree that will give you the fruit, but if you're a thief, we'll hang you up on this. So this tree is both. Everything is both. It's like that. The things that look negative to you are positive. What we are talking to you is negative, isn't it? Right at the beginning, you said your intelligence is fishy, your brain is tricky, your animal is the... and your main enemy is your own ego. All of that, right? These are all negative. But these are all positive because they push you towards the other one. Because they motivate you to change yourself. So here, don't look in this path of enrichment, don't look at something and call it negative. If it is even down, is the beginning of upper level. Yes?
Such a musky object, which is the tress of our prince, since we are demented, this is our chain. Such a grace is flowing like a Nile, since we are pharaohs, it is becoming like blood. The blood is saying, I am water. Beware, do not spill. I am Joseph. You make me the wolf, O contentious man. Don't you see that a long-suffering friend becomes like a snake when you have grown hostile to him. His flesh and fat